Post-election Iran is still a turbulent place. The legal appeal by the opposition standard-bearer Mir Hossein Mousavi has yet to run its course, and in the meantime he's drawn hundreds of thousands of people out onto the streets for a massive demonstration. There were some incidents of violence. One person was killed in gunfire coming from a pro-government militia building in Tehran. Our correspondent John Lyne was out on the streets during the protests.
I was down at the rally, and the atmosphere there was just quite unbelievable. People had suddenly thrown off the mantle of fear that's ruled this country for I don't know how long, and were going out in complete defiance of pretty unveiled threats from the authorities, were enjoying themselves, were encouraging us to film them, and were speaking out openly against the system, against the supreme leader, against everything this country stands for, really. So that was a moment of freedom, really. As soon as we got into the traffic jam going into the rally, we kind of felt safe, just safety in numbers. Suddenly all around us were people in cars, waving V signs and green, the colour of the opposition, honking their horns. And you could see that nobody could come and attack you. And once you're into the crowd, you realise you're amongst a million people. And I think the security forces realised that. We saw a small group of riot police sort of a mile or so away from the demonstration. They just stood standing by the side of the road. And even in the demonstration itself, I'm sure there were secret police officers in the crowd, as there always are here, but they didn't dare come up to us and try and stop us filming, as they usually do. Since then, of course, we've had the gunfire on the rally. The circumstances surrounding that are a little bit murky, but somebody has been killed. So I wasn't there when that happened, but I can see obviously the fear will creep back in, and the fear here is always in the background. What is the government going to do? How is it going to respond to these protests?
John Lyne in Tehran. While in the main the authorities appear to have let Monday's mass demonstrations pass off without challenge, there have been incidents in which opposition activists have been confronted by the forces of the state. We've been speaking to a student in Tehran who asked not to be identified. He'd been involved in a sit-in at Tehran University and told us what happened when the police turned up.
They detained at least about 200 students because there were three buses out there and they all were filled after the riot. And they injured many. Some of our friends had witnessed some scenes that was like bloodshed. They had some knives with their like swords. I've sustained some severe injuries, but I don't feel any pain anywhere but my heart.
The experiences of one student at Tehran University. The